Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. Can you thank him? Bless him, magnify his name. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We hallow your name, we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you, choir. Can you welcome somebody to church? Welcome somebody, welcome somebody. Welcome somebody now. I'm happy today. At least I can see many of you smiling. That's nice. Wow, this service is going to be very wonderful. My people are smiling when I say evening like this. Wow, this is wonderful. I will detail some cameramen to be snapping people. They will be sending you to you after service, how you look during service. But it's a nice one. You are looking good today. Help me tell somebody you are looking good. You know, smiles make you look longer. Eh? Okay. Frown makes you older and ugly. Smile makes you look wonderful. It makes you look as if you are look wonderfully, wonderfully made. Tell somebody, smile again. Jesus loves you. Before we go into our prayers, we need to remind ourselves of some things. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of Jesus is your place of safety. Hello, did you hear that? Hello, call Jesus. Let me hear you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The problem is we have commonized the name and we have been too familiar with the name. In fact, if I come behind you and I touch you, what will you shout? Jesus! So that shout and you calling that name in prayer to you does not make a difference. Remember, we have been teaching about faith. Faith in the name of Jesus works powerful, terrible, awesome wonders. Faith in the name of Jesus works powerful, awesome wonders. Romans chapter 10. Let's read from verse 11. Romans 10 from verse 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call upon him. Can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, say that again. Let me hear you. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, we are sure that we'll be saved. Do you know what is the meaning of Jesus? Huh? What is the name of meaning of Jesus? Savior. Jehovah saves. So no wonder when we call on his name, when we are in trouble, he saves us. That same word, you save, also is translated, deliver. Let me check another translation. Also is the word sozo. It means to be delivered. It means to be saved and so on. It means to be made whole. So in the name of the Lord, we are delivered. In the name of the Lord, we are saved. Are you see here in church? Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from around verse 8.
Verse 8.
Just a reminder before we pray. Reminder. And Jesus, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Even death on the cross. Verse 9. Add verse 10 to it. Now let's read together. Let's go. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him. Give me New King James. Put the two together. Now let's go. One, two, go. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those things in heaven, on earth, and those under the earth. The name of Jesus walks everywhere. So if a challenge is in the heavenly places, the name of Jesus walks there. If a challenge and a problem is on the earth, the name of Jesus walks there. If the challenge is from hell or the invisible, unseen, wicked places of the earth, the name of Jesus walks there. Do we understand that? Hello, do you understand that? Can I even shout Jesus? Say it like the man that has faith in that name. Say Jesus. Say that again. Let me hear you. No, mention the name Jesus. Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. I didn't hear that name. Call his name. Let me hear you. Call his name. Let me hear you. In that name you are proclaimed, every form of shame, let them be taken away from your life. In the name of Jesus. We'll continue from where we stopped last week. My glory, arise and shine. Psalm 60, 1 to 3. Isaiah 60, sorry. Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. Let's go. I didn't hear your voice well. Say it, let me hear it. Arise. Say that again. Let me hear you. Call your name. Say, Abiodun Aribike. Arise, shine. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. In the neck, can you command your glory? Arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. Arise and shine. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Whatever is covering you for evil, let the fire of the Lord burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus, every dark garment of the enemy covering your glory, let the wind of the Lord blow them away. In the name of Jesus, whatever is covering you, preventing your helpers from locating you, let that thing catch fire. In the name of Jesus, can I say, my glory, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In the name of Jesus, can I pray, my glory, arise, arise, arise and shine, arise and shine, arise and shine, arise and shine. Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. My glory, arise, arise, arise. Arise and shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We need to pray the prayers of glory because many architects are running about like draftsmen. Draftsmen everywhere. Many mechanics are roadside mechanics. Many mechanical engineers are roadside mechanics. Many people meant to be medical doctors are auxiliary nurses everywhere. Big time transporters that are supposed to own transportation companies are ordinary drivers because their glory has been tampered with. I pray for everyone here. Whatever has tampered with your glory, let the enemy be put to shame. Let the Lord arise and repair your glory in this service. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Peradventure, your glory has been tampered with. Let there be a repair and a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I've lost count. I'm not sure. Maybe this is the 8th in the series of my glory, arise and shine. So I will not be able to go back to explain some things. Get the tapes. Let's just move forward. I want to continue from where we stopped last week. Today, I want to talk about the tools of the devil for glory manipulation. The tools of the devil for glory manipulation. When I was younger, with my grandmom, at that time, we had, will I say Muslim neighbor? We have some neighbors and we have many people. The Saturday morning, they kill fowl, cook good rice, and then they call everybody around to come and eat. And then they will warn us. But you know, this kind of food, it gets one special aroma. That it takes a great anointing for you to start the aroma. So upon warning us not to move, they will stand with cane somewhere, surveying everywhere. Because there is this tendency that you will escape because of the aroma. Food is one of the weapons of darkness to manipulate people's glory. I know of a state in this country where powerful priests of the other religion who hold a millet. You know a millet or guinea corn. A drop of it, they will chant on it. Drop it in a basket. Chant, drop, chant, drop, chant, drop, chant, drop. It will fill a basket. They will grind it and use to do two for people. People will gather and eat. Their glory taken away for political victory. How will I explain that in English? May chop chop no kill you. Lift your right hand up. Can I share with this view? You know, somebody wanted to do a birthday. And while he was trying to do the birthday, kill a ram. The birthday was not a notable figure. You know, 40, 50, 60. It was not a note. Somebody wanted to do a birthday around 63 or 61. And then kills big ram, invited everybody. And then somebody called us and said, make sure you don't attend that birthday. There is a reason for the birthday. But you know, many of you like a wolf. You must get there and you must carry home. There are some people, even if you stand with them like this, they will still sneak food. They are plenty for this church, no matter what you do. Even if you stand with them like this, they will sneak food. The aroma of such food, they do okay. The devil uses food to manipulate people's destiny. Put your hand on your head. Lama libeke iria gada. Whatever you have eaten, there has been a source of exchange between you and darkness. Be delivered from that food today. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, say anything I have eaten, there is a source of my problem. Say, oh God, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. Whatever I have eaten, there is a source of my calamity. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to neutralize. I've shared with you before, my first experience when I got to Nigeria was we moved to a house. While my dad was taking me to the house to check the house, I saw a nasty an experience that I will ever remember all my life. There was somebody selling rice, and then there was a long queue, and then everybody gathered around the woman, and then the woman would collect the plate because they were all passing the plate. He would collect the plate, gather it together. He would fling the plate to the street. People would run. They would carry the plate and run back to come and eat. You don't eat such food. There's a place I used to eat amala in Kano those days. Just eat amala. We eat and say, this amala, eh? This amala, eh? I went there one day. The shop was locked. Waiting there. I said, Mama Tika. The woman don't recount. He don't confess witchcraft. Saying, it was late. But there is a name of Jesus that brings deliverance. I pray for you. Let there be a neutralization of any food you have eaten for evil. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? Say, whatever I have lost to darkness, to any food I have eaten, say, I recover them today. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. That is a source of spiritual poisoning for many people. That is a source of weakness for many people. That is a source of slumber for many people. You used to pray midnight before. You can't do that anymore. You have eaten something that has weakened you totally. I pray for you. Whatever you have eaten that is meant for evil, they are neutralizing your body today. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Let me hear you. I pray for all our children in this church. Whatever you ate at any birthday that is the source of your dullness, be delivered today. In the name of Jesus. I woof the rumble. Beware where you go to. Beware what you eat. Many are food sacrificed to idols for exchange. For exchange. Lift your hands up. Let me pray for you. From today. Nothing that you eat will affect you negatively. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have eaten in the past that is affecting you negatively, be delivered from it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some ate, and everywhere they go to, they are rejected. They are dejected. They are depressed. Now food. You know, this message I preach now does not mean tomorrow some people will not go to party and carry seeds. They will see carry seeds. If you carry for yourself alone, is it not good? You carry for grandma. You carry for everybody. We ask for your mercy, O Lord. Lord, may your mercy. Every exchange through food. Every exchange through food. Let there be a recovery for us now. Let there be a recovery for us. Let there be a recovery for us. Let there be a recovery for us. In the name of Jesus. Any food that you have eaten that is activating wicked, evil occurrences in your life, be delivered today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Number two, they are like twins. Sex. Any awifun obaji obo. The one that is advice, we ask for God's mercy that he will listen. I remember those days when we used to preach against that and all those things. People, sometimes they just look at you and say, they are just carrying people away. Until Yahoo Plus people started. Even ordinary pants, no day safe. Let me tell you this. Sex is a weapon, an illicit sex. Sex created for enjoyment of married people. Outside that, it is a source of tragedy and calamity for many people. I was speaking to a church elder. I went to visit him some years ago. And he was telling me about a story of a youth in a church that he was traveling to Lokoja. Somebody I knew was trying to Lokoja in his car. Pick a lady on the way. They were talking. They got to Lokoja. The hotel, he wanted to lodge for the official assignment. The lady said, okay, let me follow you to the place. And then the lady followed her to the place and they got to the room. While she was trying to arrange him, the lady stood up and touched him. And the lady was caressing his body. And he said, stop. And he shouted, I've forgotten what happened that made him to shout Jesus. As he shouted Jesus, the lady turned to a python in the hotel room and disappeared. I was sharing this with a friend in the office and he laughed at me and said, he said his friend went to party in Lagos. As he was leaving the party, I pray for you here. Whatever the enemy has exchanged in your life, let them be restored back today now. In the name of Jesus. The man left the party and was going and saw a lady. The lady entered the car. While they were going, the lady said, stop. You are not the one I was sent to. Go and thank your mother. Pastor Dike Olukoya shared of a guy that went for a party, met a lady there, say, I love you, I'll marry you. It's okay. Let me take you to my father's house. They started having sex. Let me take you to my father's house and introduce you to the lady. Since you say you will marry me. They entered, they were going to a bush. They got to a bush, they got to under a tree. And some birds were flying. You know, there are men. Me, I believe that women are the strongest people on earth. The place where this, you will see a woman alone under a bridge. Where a man cannot stop. Where a man cannot stay. You will see a stupid woman. Go and pick that woman that has power to stand where men cannot stand. See, I know they catch you now. If me, they drive my wife, I will tell my wife, see powerful woman. The place where I know fit stand, they will stand. You will go, come. Stupid. They got under the tree and said, I brought you to my father's house. You know, the loss don't capture the guy totally. Pigeons pass a scritter on the head of a man. That was like the dowry. The pastor said he went home and everything the woman was demanding for was sexual. He got to a day that the woman said, His business collapsed, everything collapsed. He said, I will not be able to continue like this. So he went to MFM to pray. When he prayed and got back home, the wife was waiting for him. I said, Where did you go to? A man picked somebody at a party. I'm only giving party examples today. And they went home. While the man was undressing, the door was being knocked like by a giant. Da 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 da. Say, who is that? He said, that's my husband. Your husband? You didn't tell me you were married. You didn't ask me if I was married. So the woman opened the window and said, run away. So the man ran away and was jumping. When the man was running, he discovered that he was stepping on something up and something down. Reach. So as he was coming, he saw some people holding torchlight, chanting. Chanting. Incantation. Yobale, yobale. You like story. You need to pray. I'm telling you all this so that you can pray very well. I did not plan this. So the man now raised his hand. When he called to the gate man, they asked him where he was coming from. He said he was coming from his guest friend's house. He said, which guest friend's house? This is a cemetery. You know what they told him? You are the third person this week. What do you think happens to that person's glory? Put your two hands on your head. Put your two hands on your head. Anikeri ketekeri akata. By the mercy of Allah, anything you have lost through illicit sex, let the mercy of Allah restore them for you. I can't hear your amen. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. Did you remember Reuben? He went to his father's wife, concubine. He lost everything. Did you remember Samson? Lost everything. Brother Sule, did you remember Brother Sule? Solomon. He lost everything. Did you remember David? Bathsheba. Innocent woman, Buffy. Almost lost the family and the kingdom because of that. Many people have lost many things. Their glory. Because you are going to lift your two hands up. Jama laga. Say anything I have lost spiritually through sex. Say I recover them by mercy. Can I pray? I recover them by mercy. I recover by mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you asked? We'll pray one or two more prayers. You know, sex brings evil exchange. It allows the devil to transfer anything he wants to transfer. It allows the devil to capture everything about you. It brings satanic pollution. Remember, illicit sex. It brings pollution, contamination, defilement. It moves you into some evil covenant that makes some spirit to come and sleep with you every night or whenever they like. And you know, this one, if you want to talk about spirit, why spirit husband? I can share experiences. Upon experiences of deliverance I have conducted myself in this house. In the course of me, I have ministered to people in this house and outside. People that something comes to have sex with them at night and they wake up with sperms on their body. Beware, sir. Beware. I pray for you. Whoever arises in your dream to defy you, let them be destroyed by thunder. Lift your right hand and say whatever. Say whoever. Say whatever. Whoever defies me in my dream, sexually assault me in my dream, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. I bring the judgment of thunder. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And they enslave you, put you into captivity. Whatever you have lost through sex, by mercy, recover them all. In the name of Jesus. And you know, some of these things is not. I want to use an appropriate word for church. I don't want to be wrong. Do you know that when I talk about sexual, I should have used sexual immorality more? You might not have sex, but if you watch pornography, you are even worse off. Whoever looks at a woman lustfully. You know, some are seated down. I know they do that, you know. But the thing where they watch, the thing where they think, you know, all those, I pray for you. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, from this altar, let the blood flow, let the blood flow, let the blood flow. Let there be a flow of the blood, let there be a flow of the blood. Let the blood of cleansing flow, let the blood come and cleanse, let the blood come and cleanse. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse, let there be a cleansing, let there be a cleansing, let there be a cleansing. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse every iniquity, every sin, every iniquity, every lawlessness, every unrighteousness, every transgression. Let the blood of Jesus wash away. Let the blood of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, blood of Jesus, wash me, wash me, wash me from my head to my feet. Blood of Jesus, flow through my system. Take away everything that is not of you. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, listen to me attentively. Listen to me attentively. It is not natural for your hair to be cut. Anywhere you get, you wake up, you discover a cut of your hair. Fight like a madman. Therefore, where you make your hair or cut your hair matters. Hello. I don't talk about they've cut the hair, it has touched the ground. I'm talking about hair that you are doing here. Somebody stylishly cut off your hair. It is a source of a calamity of many. But we don't need to say many stories about this. Just remember something. I've always told you, your hair represents your glory. Whatever happens to it physically or in the dream, you must arise and fight it. So, I just like to. I just see, say, something don't cut my hair. Now, here I go cut this place now. Can't you see, say, a new style? Even I say, my angels want me a bad new style. There's something wrong with you. Whatever belongs to you that is in the hand of the enemy, let it become useless in their hands. In the name of Jesus. Can I say what? Let it be useless in their hands. I didn't hear you say let it be useless in their hands. Lift your right hand and pray with me. Say, I withdraw my hair. You know why you have to pray this well? Somebody caught it and kept someone you don't know. It is not every cut that shows. So you pray as if it has happened. Say, I withdraw my hair. I didn't say I withdraw my hair from every witchcraft covenant in the name of Jesus. Can I pray? I withdraw. I withdraw my hair from anywhere the enemy has kept it. I withdraw my hair from anywhere the enemy has kept it in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my hair. I withdraw my hair. I withdraw my hair. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Obviously, let me combine it. That's what we call evil representation. Where something is used to represent you. I've shared years before a pastor talking about his village, that there's a tree in the center of his village. Once a branch drops, somebody dies in the village. That is a tree that is an evil representation of everybody in that village. Effigies are used to represent people. So if they want the person to have headache, they just go, conk the head of the effigy. Blindness, they remove the eye. That is an evil representation. You want to manipulate the glory, you go. You manipulate the effigy. Some of you, it's your clothes that represents you. I will not want to share a story about clothes. Because it will make me cry. You lose your clothes when you sass it out. When you spread it outside. You lost it and you just say, this may bother people here. They don't carry the tea again. There's something wrong with you. Maybe my brother won't use your clothes too. Some people lost their brazzers and they had breast cancer. It was taken away. Who enters your bedroom? Some of you, your house, anybody can enter and they go straight to anywhere they want to go to. They will show you. Maybe you say you are not wise. They will teach you. Your house. There's a reason why they call it bedroom. Anybody can just enter. And they go everywhere in your house. There's something wrong with you. A cloth can be used. Some people's notebook was taken. They have never passed an exam since. Is a tool of manipulation of darkness. Put your two hands up. Put your two hands up. Put your two hands up. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever represents you in the camp of darkness, let the thunder of the Lord strike them on fire. Let the lightning of the Lord consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Stretch your two hands up. Say, whatever represents me in the camp of the devil, say, be destroyed by fire. 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 Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Aria kata kata ka. Make it take it. Aria kataka, maza takata, etekete rikete. Bereso, 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 bereso. Whatever represents me in the camp of darkness, bereso. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, some don't know what we go through. You know, people look at billboards and they chant against us on billboards. People collect flyers with your pastor's picture and they are praying against your pastor. I pray for you. See, listen to me. Whoever carries my picture anywhere and prays against it, they die instantly. Hello, are you here? We don't care about that. But you need to know. You need to have a backup before you do something. Everybody is being fly with their picture. You want to put your picture? Go and put it. I pray for you. Whatever represents you in the hand of the enemy, let it catch fire now. Let it be useless against them now. Let it be useless for them now. Let it be useless for them now. In the name of Jesus. You know, the Ark of the Covenant, they took it and it worked against them. Whatever belongs to you, your clothes, your picture, your book, whatever it is, in the hand of the enemy, let it turn against them now. That amen is weak. Let it turn against them now. Let it turn against them now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Have your seat. Let's move on. In the name of Jesus. Labadibo Jida. When I lost my dad, while we were mourning my dad, one of my beloved aunties was not available. So after the burial, I walked to my mom, that, where is your sister now? Ah. She said, leave that one, the bat way in the face. A prophet saw her and asked her, where is your placenta? A prophet in our church. You know, it's as if you're having this kind of service. And he walked to her, where is your placenta? Ah, if you don't discover where your placenta is, you will die before 6 months. Sir, ma, she died. Ma, where is your placenta? Some people's placenta, a tree was planted on it. Anything they want to do against you, they do it against the tree. It affects the person. I pray for you. Aniye ayagadala. Iderigada. At the name of Jesus, every name of bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, wherever your placenta is used for evil, let there be a deliverance for you now. In the name of Jesus, let there be a deliverance for you now. In the name of Jesus. Your placenta is a link to your ancestry. It's traditional African technology. It is a link. It is a link. Don't be ignorant in this church at this time and age, and you give birth to a child, and you don't know who took the placenta. You don't know who took it. Or they gave you and said, the auntie nurse, please, I'm busy, help me dispose of it. That thing is worth millions of dollars. I pray for you. Whoever is using your placenta to manipulate you, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. I've shared with you a village I stayed in Ghana where an old woman, the child went abroad. And the child was not taking care of the mother. This thing happened when I was like between age 7 and 10. But I can never forget it. Uncle was abroad. Has forgotten grandma at home. Grandma was almost penniless, begging in the village. One day, early in the morning, the woman walked around the village. I said, you did not take care of me. You are coming back to this village. There is a placenta link, sir. You are coming back. Ma, sir, 1 week, Uncle Day village, he never survived it. He couldn't leave that village. Until we left that village, he was in that village. He couldn't leave. There's a link, sir. Whatever link the enemy has to your life, every back door, every door the enemy can open to your life, every door, whatever link it is, we shut that link now. In the name of Jesus, send my placenta wherever you are. Be delivered from the hands of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? My placenta. Wherever you are, be delivered from the hands of the wicked. Be delivered, be delivered, be delivered. Be delivered, be delivered. Area catevete vocoria. Ere te keria. Maria catatata. Epete te kerekete. In Jesus' mighty name, stretch your two hands. We have prayed. Stretch your two hands. Every placenta manipulation, every placenta bondage, every placenta captivity comes to an end in your life now. It comes to an end now. It comes to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Can I say in the name of Jesus? Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Say every placenta bondage, every placenta manipulation, every placenta captivity, say end now, end now, end now, end now, end now, end now, end now. Let them come to an end. Rabataria katele, maza takataka, epeketeke riketeke, rebeteria katata. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hands here. Whatever the enemy is holding on to, to keep you in captivity, stretch your hand now. Stretch your hand. Let your angels arise now. Let them collect them from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. You will say amen and you keep quiet with your hand stretch. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand here. Whatever belongs to you, whatever represents you, that is in the hand of the enemy, that the enemy is using against you, let the angels of God arise now. Let them go and collect them from their hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's take one more. These have taken things like this many times. Sit down. Let's take one more. Your dreams. We are talking about tools of demonic manipulation of glories. Food, sex, hair, evil representation. Which one was the last one? Huh? Placenta and your dreams. Hamasia, Lion of Judah, Agune Chimba, Yeshua, Hamasia. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Amashiach.
Lion of Judah.
Adonai Chemba.
Yeshua.
Lion of Judah,
Adonai Chemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach.
Whatever the enemy is using to monitor you, let that thing catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Every identification mark of darkness upon you, let it be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Say that, let me use every power standing at my finishing line. I can't say any power standing at my finishing line. I bury you in that finishing line. I bury you, I bury you, I bury you. I bury you, I bury you. I bury you there, I bury you there. Every last minute disappointment. Every last minute disappointment. Let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1992, I did my IT in News Agency of Nigeria. I met a guy there at that time. You know, have your seat, just bow down your head, let's have your seat. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. We speak peace, peace, peace. I was talking about somebody I met, 92, when I was 7, when I was doing my IT, just finished the polytechnic before going to university at that time. And, you know, we were talking, all our talk was always about Jackpot, you know. Jackpot no be new to, you know. You understand? Elderly ones, you know the meaning of Jackpot? Okay. They were talking about Jackpot, we talk about Jackpot. Then one day, he called me and said, Biodo, I've not told you something about myself. I said, what is it? He said, do you know that I traveled? Eh? You travel? What are you doing in this nasty country, Nigeria? What brought you back? He said, I traveled. I followed my friends to party. Immigration raided the party. I did not get home to carry bag. Like 3 weeks after I got to America, he did not get home to carry bag. They bundled him and dropped him in Nigeria. He couldn't go back to the village. He stayed in Lagos. See, whatever arises against you after your miracle, let the head open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, let the earth open up and swallow them. Let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Lift your two hands to him and thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Let him hear your voice. 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 I pray for the children in this church. Whatever wants us to cry because of you, let that thing be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, we will not lose our children to the end of the enemy. No one shall touch your glory. No one shall manipulate your glory. In the name of Jesus, you are the head, you will not be the tail. In the name of Jesus, our children shall be above only. They shall be above only. They shall be above only. The eye of the Lord is watching over them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Any hand that is manipulating the glory of our children, let that hand be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Lift your hands and let's thank him again. Let's bless him. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Name above every day, we thank you. The name at which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, we thank you. We give you all the glory, magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. May the Lord bless you real good in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands here. Stretch your hands here. Stretch your hands. Your glory that has grown dim. The glory of your business that has grown dim. The glory of your career that is growing dim. Let that glory burst forth and shine. In the name of Jesus. Every setback for your glory, let that setback be terminated today. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord quicken you. Your glory is strengthened. Your glory is quickened. In the name of Jesus, you are shining like a thousand stars. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.